As Seattle's housing market cools down, Tacoma's is heating up. The city now has some of the region's fastest rising rents after being considered a bargain for so long. But Tacoma lags behind other cities when it comes to laws that protect tenants from eviction. Tacoma's leaders are now trying to fix that. KNKX South Sound reporter Will James joins us live in studio to talk about the city council's plan for a new rental housing code. Will, how did this plan come about?
Well, we've been hearing about Seattle's rental market for years, but this spring and summer, Tacoma had this moment where its rental market was suddenly in the spotlight. There were some numbers out showing that Tacoma's rents were among the fastest rising in the region, in some cases, the fastest rising rents. And there was also this incident where a new property owner from Seattle bought an apartment complex in Tacoma called the Tiki Apartments and gave the residents there, many of whom were low income and had disabilities, less than a month to move out in some cases, which put some of them on the brink of homelessness. So what that did was, number one, it highlighted the fact that Tacoma doesn't have laws that a lot of other cities in the region have protecting tenants from sudden evictions like that. And what it also did was create an activist movement around housing in Tacoma, where residents of this apartment complex and their supporters were showing up at city council meetings demanding a change to the laws.
And so do we know what's going to be in this law?
A city council member and a staff member who have been working on it told me some of what's going to be in it. And the main piece of it would give tenants essentially more notice, more time to prepare and move if they are being evicted for a number of reasons. So instead of having 20 or 30 days, they'd have 60 or 90 days to get ready if, for instance, their landlord is raising the rent by more than 10%, if the landlord is renovating a complex and forcing people to leave, if a landlord just chooses to end a month-to-month agreement for no reason at all. And these provisions are designed not to solve Tacoma's housing crisis, but to basically give people more stability, a little more time to prepare to be thrust into this new market in Tacoma. Other parts of the law would make it easier for tenants in some cases to file a claim of discrimination or retaliation by a landlord. And it would also require landlords to hand out sheets with tenants' rights on them when people rent a new apartment.
Sounds like a lot of protections in there for renters. What about what's not included in the law?
So activists in Tacoma have been demanding something called a just cause ordinance. And what that does is essentially says that a landlord cannot end a month-to-month agreement for no reason at all. There would be a list of approved reasons for ending a month-to-month agreement, and a landlord would have to have one of those approved reasons for ending the lease. So that would be like failure to pay rent, being a problem tenant. Seattle has a law like this. Tacoma leaders talked to both tenants and landlords when they were designing this law, and in this case, they listened to landlords and said that this would be too quick and sudden of a regulatory change, and it could have unintended consequences on Tacoma's housing market. So they decided to hold off at this point.
So we've got this meeting tonight. What are the next steps here?
Well, at this meeting tonight, the city council is expected to extend some emergency protections that have been in place for a few months now. And what that would do is give the city council more time to finalize these permanent regulations and pass them. Council members hope to do that by the end of October, and they hope that it will again provide some stability for Tacoma's renters and hopefully make a dent or at least slow the growth of Tacoma's homelessness crisis as well.
How is it looking for passage as far as what you've been able to discern from folks you've talked to on the council or just what you've been hearing?
Well, city council members are under enormous pressure to do something about this. There have been city council meetings where people have stood up and told stories of their evictions on a regular basis, emotional stories about having been homeless, having gotten a home, and now facing homelessness again. So I think that some version of this will pass just for the fact that this has been at the forefront of Tacoma for so many months now.
All right, Will, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kirsten.
KNKX South Sound reporter Will James reporting live in studio this morning. This is KNKX News.